USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Nikki Haley is jabbing at former President Trump even after getting beat in the New Hampshire primary. Heading into a primary in her home state of South Carolina next month, Haley told the crowd what she thought of Trump's victory speech in the Granite State.
Out of everything that he said in his rant, he didn't talk about the American people once. He talked about revenge.
Despite losing to Trump in the New Hampshire Republican primary, Haley has vowed to stay in the race. Trump has claimed he would score higher on a mental competency test. Haley says Trump should prove it on the debate stage. President Biden is thanking the United Auto Workers for endorsing his reelection campaign this week.
The previous administration was content to sit in the sidelines and let China take all these jobs. But I won't let that happen.
Biden is credited by UAW union bosses for becoming the first sitting president to join union members on the picket line. Many union bosses supported former President Trump in his first campaign in 2016. The top Republican in the U.S. Senate is issuing a call for more aid to be sent to Ukraine in its war with Russia. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said it's in America's interest to degrade Russia's military. There are ongoing efforts to find compromise legislation over that and border security bills in Congress.
Yes, it provides critical funding for Israel. Yes, it provides critical funding for border security, but it also creates legal changes in policy that will be lasting.
Delaware Democrat Chris Coons on with Fox News this week. U.S. Supreme Court justices are rejecting an effort to stop the country's first ever execution by nitrogen hypoxia. It's supposed to happen today in Alabama. Kenneth Eugene Smith is serving on Alabama's death row for the murder of Elizabeth Sennett back in 1988. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion, with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
More Boeing 737 MAX 9 planes, at least in Alaska Airlines fleet, found with loose bolts. The White House says Congress and the FAA are on task with thorough investigations of the recent door plug near disaster.
We're always going to look into what we can do, and FAA is going to do this, to make sure that we continue to, that we do everything possible to make sure that they are safe.
A door plug blew off the Alaska Airlines flight at 16,000 feet this month as the plane was climbing on its way to California. Boeing has since grounded all 737 MAX 9 planes while detailed inspections are carried out. British billionaire Joe Lewis is pleading guilty to charges of insider trading in the U.S. The 86-year-old former owner of English Premier League club Tottenham Hotspur appeared in court in New York Wednesday. He's accused of giving inside info on companies he invested in to friends, personal assistants, and romantic partners. NFL football standout and newly minted podcast sensation Jason Kelce is speaking about his viral shirtless moment at last weekend's Chiefs-Bills playoff game. Kelce says on his New Heights podcast that he warned his wife, Kylie Kelce, about making the move.
The moment we got into the suite, I said, I'm taking my shirt off and I'm jumping out of that suite. And she said, Jason, don't you dare.
On the podcast he hosts with his brother Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce, it was Jason's first time meeting Travis's girlfriend, pop star Taylor Swift, and Jason's wife wanted him to make a good first impression.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.